With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Another round of thunderstorms swept across a waterlogged South Florida on Thursday, following days of heavy rain that caused major travel disruptions and flooded roads and homes. Hallandale Beach resident Charlie Johnson says she didn't panic when some 5 feet of water inundated a parking lot.
Blew in through both entrances, just came in from both sides, and I was not overwhelmed. However, I've been through this. I'm from the Keys. I've been through it a lot.
Thursday was the third consecutive day of tropical downpours as a line of storms stretching from the west coast to the east coast of the state brought downpours that raised the risk of flash flooding through the evening. Access to the abortion pill mifepristone will not change after the Supreme Court unanimously rejected an effort by pro-life groups to roll back its availability. The unanimous opinion was written by conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Also at SRNnews.com, a GOP senator says President Biden's lax border policies nearly led to a deadly terrorist attack. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Steve Daines made the charge at the Republicans' weekly press conference. This week, eight suspected ISIS terrorists were arrested in the U.S. after coming across the southern border. Daines told reporters that back in February, Central Asian visitors had warned him that thousands of people from that region were flooding across the U.S. border. Says Daines, quote, "The only thing more shocking than our unsecure southern border is that we haven't had a terror attack on our soil yet." Bob Agnew reported.
Dozens of pro-Hamas protesters leave damage after barricading themselves inside a building at California State University, Los Angeles, Wednesday. At one point, several employees were trapped inside the student services building as protesters blocked entrances and exits. The group left behind shattered windows, debris, and graffiti. This is SRN News. Another Canadian church burns.
This time it was St. Anne's Anglican Church in Toronto, virtually burned to the ground with a loss of priceless artwork and nearly 120 years of history. It's not clear what caused the blaze at St. Anne's, but 33 Canadian churches have been burnt down in the last 3 years, and most of those incidents have been classified as arson. About 70 other houses of worship have been vandalized in Canada during the same time period. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge struck down a 2023 Florida law that barred sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for kids. Senior Judge Robert Hinkle says the state went too far when it barred transgender minors from being prescribed hormonal treatments with their parents' permission. He also stopped the state from requiring that adults only receive treatment from a doctor and not from a registered nurse or other practitioner. Governor DeSantis is vowing to appeal. This is SRN News. Well, the stock market had its ups and downs Thursday.
Wall Street managed to close at more record highs, thanks largely to gains in big technology companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Thursday, beating the all-time high it set a day earlier. That came even though most companies in the index fell. Semiconductor company Broadcom soared more than 12% after reporting more demand for AI applications. NVIDIA added another 3.5%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.3%, setting its own record high. The Dow fell 65 points. That's about 0.2%. Treasury yields eased again in the bond market as conviction grew that inflation is slowing enough to get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates later this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Three University of North Florida researchers are being awarded a patent for a targeted cancer-fighting compound. The team discovered the compound, or peptoid, targets certain breast, colon, and lung cancers and stops them from progressing. More details at srnnews.com.